Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Haggai 2, the verses 1 to 9. Haggai chapter 2, verse 1 to 9. On the 21st day of the seventh month, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. Speak to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, to Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people. Ask them, who of you is left who saw this house in its former glory? How does it look to you now? Does it not seem to you like nothing? But now be strong, Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord, and work. For I am with you, declares the Lord Almighty. This is what I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. This is what the Lord Almighty says. In a little while I will once more shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. I will shake all nations, and what is desired by all nations will come, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord Almighty. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty. And this place I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty. My theme for reflection is endurance in the face of discouragement. Endurance in the face of discouragement. The Christian life is often compared to a race. A journey that requires endurance, focus, and perseverance. And like any long-distance race, it is filled with heartbreak hills, those moments of discouragement that threaten to stop us in our tracks. For the Israelites in Haggai's day, their heartbreak hill was staring at the temple they were rebuilding, a mere shadow of its former glory. Their discouragement mirrors our own struggles. Whether we are battling personal doubts, fractured relationships, or relentless trials, we often feel like the finish line is far beyond our reach. Yet Haggai's words remind us that God meets us on the hill. He equips us with His presence and His promises to endure, to rebuild, and to finish the race with faith. The Israelites had returned from exile with the daunting task of rebuilding God's temple. The initial enthusiasm quickly faded as reality set in. The new temple was far less magnificent than Solomon's original temple. For those who remembered its former glory, this project felt like an exercise in futility. How often do we feel this way? When our efforts seem to fall short, or our best intentions yield disappointing results, we ask, why bother? Discouragement is part of the human experience. As William Carey, the great missionary to India, once wrote, "My hope would die unless upheld by God." But discouragement isn't where the story ends. Haggai reminds us that God meets us in our disappointment and gives us what we need to press on. Haggai delivers God's words of encouragement. Be strong, Zerubbabel. Be strong, Joshua. Be strong, all you people of the land, and work. For I am with you, declares the Lord Almighty. Be strong isn't a hollow pep talk. It is an invitation to lean on God's power. When we are tempted to stop climbing, God calls us to trust Him and keep moving forward. This echoes God's words to Joshua centuries earlier. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1 verse 9. But what makes this call to endurance possible? God provides two life-giving truths. The first is God's presence. I am with you. Just as he was with Israel during the Exodus from Egypt, God promises to walk alongside his people, giving them strength for the journey. Secondly, God's promise. The Lord promises that a day is coming when he will fill the temple with glory greater than the splendor of Solomon's temple. This is not just about physical beauty, but about the presence of Christ, the ultimate fulfillment of this prophecy. For us, Advent is the season to remember these same truths. God's presence came to us in Christ, and his promises will be fully realized when Christ returns. This hope allows us to endure the steepest hills, knowing that God's glory and peace await us. My dear friends, Advent is a season of waiting, a time of hope and longing for God's promises to be fulfilled. Yet it is also a season of endurance. In our own heartbreak hills, whether in relationships, health, or faith, we are reminded to look up. God's presence is with us through the Spirit, and his promises remain unshaken. As we wait for Christ's return, we are called to live with the confidence that our labor in the Lord is not in vain. Just as God promised to fill the temple with his glory, we await the day when he will fill all creation with his peace. Until then, we climb with trust, knowing that every step draws us closer to him. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what discouragements or heartbreak hills are you currently facing, and how can you invite God's presence into those struggles? Number two, how does Advent, with its emphasis on waiting and promise, inspire you to endure in faith despite life's challenges? Gracious and faithful God, we thank you for your presence that sustains us and your promises that give us hope. In our moments of discouragement, remind us that you are with us, giving us strength to keep climbing the hills of life. Help us to trust in your power and provision, even when progress feels slow or unseen. As we wait for the fullness of your glory in this Advent season, fill our hearts with renewed courage and joy. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.